What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We got a full house tonight. Big O, Jester in the house, and we got special guests, TV Nerds. What's up?
What up?
How was everybody's holidays? I know they're we just had Christmas and New Year's. So how'd everybody's thing go?
Excellent. Yeah, New Year's, all of it was good.
Yeah.
Grandpa show up over here.
Took all the breaks, got well rested, got a few gifts, and
I got some gifts.
Adult gifts.
Yeah.
Socks.
Yeah. Boxers.
Same shit.
But no, yeah, everything's like shit. Stuff was open, surprisingly, for the holidays here in Florida, though. I will say that. Like, no one cared for the holidays. We were just parties.
I mean, it's Florida. What do you expect? Work,
you know, two for one. We was all out in full force in Florida.
I don't feel too bad. East LA wasn't giving a fuck either. Like, I went to go visit my parents, and motherfuckers had fireworks going off and shit, and like a big ass fucking party next door, like loud ass music. I was like, yo, motherfucker, we're supposed to be kind of fucking keeping it on the down low so that they don't fucking break up our shit. But same East LA as ever. Fucking cops don't give a fuck. Nobody showed up.
Same.
Unless they're doing illegal business.
Then
did the cops show up to get their cut?
Yeah. Pretty much. You
need fraud or anything like that? Yeah, they come and shut that shit down all the way.
Right on. So, again, special guests in house tonight. If you're just tuning in, TV Nerds, great podcast, talks about everything like science fiction, TVs, movies. And you guys know out there how much we love our fucking TV and movies and our quotes and all this stuff. So, we're going to turn it over to them. Let them tell us about what they got coming out and stuff to look forward to. Guys, welcome to Rice and Beans.
Thank you for having us.
Yo.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure. I didn't
mean
no pleasure. Yeah, I know. Especially for us to get invited onto here. I was like, what? Yeah, you know, guys, someone know about us. Someone watches us. We actually know.
That's what we said.
Yeah, and to all seven of our viewers out there, thank you. You guys are fucking awesome.
Right? Yeah, my 14. Yeah, for you know, y'all six out there, we do this for you. All this. But what we got coming up. We have the Game Wars.
Game Wars.
We have Video Game Wars. We're gonna start up like our own ESPN style Game Wars.
But only retro games.
Yeah.
Like, I might do a few new games, but we wanna do just retro games. Yeah.
Like Def Jam. We have Fight Night. We did a preview for Fight Night. That's on Twitch.
Ooh.
So follow our Twitch channel too. We started a Twitch channel.
Yeah, we was kicking each other ass.
A solid round. Didn't go as planned as like the real fight. I think we timed it the same time as the Nate Robinson and was it Paul Logan or whatever his name is? Mm-hmm. Some Logan kid.
One of the Logan brothers. Paul.
Logan Paul. Ooh, yeah,
that was Logan, awesome. That was awful.
we tried to simulate the knockouts.
But it made everything an even playing field because we haven't play the game and it doesn't give anybody a chance to train on them.
So it'll just run and go. So that's what we're going to try to do. And then you do movies. He's getting the movies.
Yeah, we've got two movies that we're getting ready to start. One is, what is it? Dust Till, I forgot the name.
Dust Till Dawn? Some
no,
high?
Not Dust Till Dawn.
Oh. Everybody's getting out the loop like, yeah, I know that fucking movie.
Well, I put it in place. It's just a 30-minute like short film just to get the juices flowing back again because the COVID kind of like shut everything down. I was getting ready to do my major film, which is Greed, and I turned it from a movie from college into a series. And we're going to, it's going to be like a gangster, sci-fi, superhero.
Sick. Type.
Yeah. So that's what it is. And then the Cypher. We have a rap battle Cypher going.
Yeah.
That we're going to.
That just the footage from October's event just
dropped.
So if you want to check that out.
If you guys can, send me some of the. Like some of the best stuff, and because we do Rice and Beans Radio sometimes, And so what we'll do is, you know, it's like a more morning talk show, radio show, kind of like Kevin and Bean or kind of thing, where we'll talk and then we'll play music and then, you know, talk some more and then play some more music. So we ask everybody just that wants to just have music on, just send it to us and like we'll just put it in when we're, you know, in the middle of our talking. The more music we get, the less we got to talk. So that's cool with us.
I get that. Yeah, we got some artists. You got a few artists back there. I have a few shows.
So the video, the classic, the retro games, if you guys throw Tecmo Bowl in there, let me know because I'm down. I'm like super down. I still play that thing.
Tecmo Bowl,
yeah.
I mean, I put it on the list. We're trying to keep all the games more of like where you had a, like a, like you can have a strategy, your fight nights, your, but keep the energy going, like a blitz. Like, I don't want to do regular football. I want to keep something where, like, go back to arcade a bit, but meet in the middle where N64 and GameCube. Street hoops.
Yeah, that one was bad. Street hoops. Ooh, I love me some Street Hoops.
Y'all gonna have NBA Street Volume 2?
Huh?
Y'all gonna have NBA Street Volume 2?
Maybe not. Street Hoops and NBA Street Volume 2 is basically the same, except with Street Hoops, you had actual street ballers. You know, AI, Half Man, Half Amazing,
Hot Sauce.
You had like, so there was like, I want to bring those dudes back. Because there's some white dude right now that's like killing.
Oh, the professor.
The professor?
Yeah, bro. The professor's hard.
Yo, when he walked into a prison.
Oh, yeah, bald.
And outballed niggas in prison. And I was just like, you're going to get shanked from the you better watch out. You might get shanked, man.
Yeah.
But no, they respected him. I was like, that's some true ball skills. If you can outball people, like, why? We ain't got nothing but time.
I mean, the idea behind the whole Game Wars and a lot of the stuff that we're doing, we're trying to bring competition back. Like, we get on Xbox damn near daily to go compete, and, you know, go play Call of Duty, Fortnite, or whatever one of these games here. We go in there and fuck each other up, but then it's like mad respect after I know that you got them hands like that. Like, and you know what? I'm not gonna fuck with you. Like,
yeah.
You know? But that battle, that camaraderie, but kind of like bringing it back to when the bikes were all outside. Now the cars are all outside. We hang out and then we go to war, but then that conversation happens. 9 times out of 10, most battles that happen between guys is because they ain't had a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what you're doing, and you're wondering what I'm doing, and 9 times out of 10, it just turns into a fight.
Most of the problems come from that 12-year-old that's talking shit to you all the time and always popping in your head.
Fuck that piece of shit. Like, I hate that fucking kid. Like, I know most people are like, oh, he's a fucking kid. No, fuck him. He's an asshole. Like, whatever happened to just he's an asshole, not like making excuses for him.
Right. It's like, nah, he going to get these words because he hopped into the gauntlet just like I did. We in the gulag together. He's going to get these curse words, and I'm going to say I fucked his mom. I don't care.
And everybody hit these hands. They just invited women
into this. What? You getting wet. I'm wetting you up too. I don't care who it is. You're getting sprayed.
That's like chaos with that. Y'all play Call of Duty?
Yeah, I play Call of Duty. That's why I'm going for the call long haul, because then I get the kid's mom off the side, do our thing, and then I pull Billy aside and say, told you I fuck your mama. Right? Remember me? I'm Dead Heat number 1, 2, 5, 3.
And they're trying to put a restriction on the talk. And I'm just like, how? Like, y'all got Call of Duty.
Yeah.
They can't do that shit.
You know what? Fuck that. They should do it. They should put like the fucking tune the AI to voice frequency. And if your voice frequency, your balls haven't dropped, you can't talk.
That does have a point. He does have a point. You can't do that. You think about it. That's smart.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, fucking, I'm sure fucking the Alexa or my phone is listening to me right now.
Just like castrated or something, got a high pitched voice.
You don't want to hear him anyways. Fuck that.
That's too many times. Now his voice just super high for no reason.
Because then you're calling out, that was a good game, girl. I'm a bull. boy.
Yeah.
That'll keep women and children and whiny people off of it. I'm all for it. Yeah, that's like, it should be a rule. Like, your balls got to be this low to fucking, to be able to talk on the fucking mic on live.
I've got handed a plenty of times on Call of Duty by some girls. Don't get it fooled.
Yeah,
they got
girls.
Fast twitch motion. They're like
Spec Ops.
They can play. I just don't want to hear them. Not while I'm playing.
That's fair.
That's like when the wife is talking to you during the game. It's like
hear them for like 5 seconds, just briefly before they cut it off.
It cuts off.
What the fuck?
That's all I want to hear, though. Yeah. To be honest, I don't want to hear the whole conversation of anybody. I just want to hear the moment where I killed you.
Yeah,
and that's about it. Like it's like God damn it, mother. And then just cut it off right there. I caught him. I know
you
I got him.
You got yours.
That's why everybody asks me, why do you use Eavesdrop? I'm like, because I like hearing them bitch and complain while I'm fucking click.
Yes.
So you guys ever heard of Delta Force Online Gaming back in the day, 2000s?
Yeah.
So we used to play that at work, and I used to play the female characters because I'd sneak up behind someone and crawl for a whole mile. They'd be searching the whole gambit, and I just walk right up behind them, slice them, and said, right behind you. And then next thing you know, you hear on the voice, motherfucker, goddamn, stupid son of a bitch, and a mouse being thrown across the room, and then you know you can go to lunch break.
Yeah, that's where you're just like, my work's done.
It's awesome when you get to kick your boss's ass in a fucking video game right before lunch. Because one of the dudes from the house band, we used to play Alien versus Predator online with the boss. And so a couple of the times it was like fucking loser buys lunch, and so me and that other fool would just gang up on the boss.
I'm like, this is a scam right now. If I was a boss, I'd be like, I'm not playing with y'all no more.
Yeah,
y'all was getting docked.
And he fell for it every fucking time. We would kill each other a couple of times and then just fucking sit in one spot and him in the other and just pick that fool off as he came by.
Oh, man. That's savage.
We're going to sushi today, bro.
Not even mad. It's a brilliant idea.
So, TV nerds, given that the holidays have just passed, we got our first topic, and I know like this is a story that gets told, maybe not quite as often or only in certain circles, but what's the worst gift you've ever given?
Given.
Or has ever been given to you?
Been given to me. I only got one. I still have it. I got the Visor CD holder, but I got it like a year ago. So I was just like, CDs aren't a thing anymore. You know what I mean? So I was just like, you literally just gave me something that would never, it was just there. I was like, and the person who gave me was hype, like for your CDs. It's 2018. Why would I?
I use CDs as coasters right now.
The car has Bluetooth. It's aux. When if the CDs are out of date? What am I? I was tight. I was like, the fuck am I? And that was a gift. I was really pissed about. It was just the fact that I just got it. So you just handed me something that I'm never gonna use.
It's like throwback.
Yeah, that's why I trip out when I see like Amazon ads for like CD players, like in dash CD players. I'm like, who the fuck uses CDs anymore? Like, and they're still just as pricey as they ever were. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Right. I don't get it.
Now, you got to make that $10 now. Like, you can't be
selling. Yeah, because there's too many hands that's been on it, but now it's reserved down to screens. You don't get that much because too many people eating off that one little dollar.
Yeah, I mean, it was whatever. I'm still mad about the gift.
mine was an old camera. The same situation where we're in current times where digital been kicked in. I got a camera with filming. So now if I want to use it, I got to get a digital converter, do it in the old style, then convert it.
Hey.
The question though is, where
that just puts more work on you. Film?
CVS still the Vogue show?
It's still, but it's only like certain prints.
Yeah, I'm saying you're gonna hand them a roll. You're gonna hand them. It's like the rolls, right?
We talking about it's gotta go on that machine.
Yeah, but you gotta do with that fucking shame in your eyes for like fucking being so out of date.
Yo, what?
Yeah, it's not the normal film that you would get that your grandma just
filled out. I laughed so much.
You had to wait for it. You had to hear it.
You're fucking taking in a fun saver, like.
Yeah. You had to wait for it to get to the loudest sound before you start getting it.
I used to.
It's almost during that era. But it's not that certain film. It's a lot bigger, and you had. You had to back in, you had to cut.
Yeah, you're wild, man.
And then retake the pieces. And sometimes if you watch an old 60 film, those little weird cuts like that, that's the film being
picked up. Yo, you got me fucked up. I look at the person and be like, think about it.
But that's how film was back then. You had no choice. If you
was but back the then, though, do you get this now?
Yeah.
You getting this now? I really take it back.
I just want
it. Take it back.
Now you're making 70s porn cut with Bush. I mean, come
on. Right. Oh, no. There's people still like vintage. You know, Playboy magazine's still hitting. So people still buy those.
You never know. Not knocking it too much. Like, you can use that picture style. Like, camera don't go out of style. CDs, they go out of style. Tape players went out of style. Everything
laser disc,
but when it comes to camera, Batman was shot with 35 millimeter that came out in '60.
Mm. Oh yeah.
So you just keep using the camera. It's gonna cost a lot of money to get the real and that thing versus digital. It's just straight to
my Batman computer. Was shot like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get like. You remember how the first computer was like?
That's what I'm saying.
You got to get all of that bullshit to have it run because you don't.
You can't. First of all, Windows 10 wouldn't even operate on any of the systems you need. You need to get like a Linux computer. Some shit old.
You just get a digital converter. They sell for like $20. At, what's the name? It's not. You just plug in VGA cords.
Woo!
You run VGA. It through the camera back into the system to go digital.
And but there's some people out there that
you got the right shots because here you go. You want to know the climax of this whole thing? There's no view screen. So
what?
You gotta like either go get a digital camera and then write down the times and the days or whatever like that and kind of like write it on your arms. That's how they had to do back in the day or put it on a card.
Man, what old camera? Why would you Like, the more you talk about it, the more I just picture you just going over the hood.
It's ready.
I was picturing too. I'm like, they got on the goddamn camera from the 1800s where it's like, all right, somebody got to light the fucking powder. Poof.
It's a coolness, like, nostalgia item to just kind of like put on the table.
Yeah, that would be that is a type of equipment. It's one of those you put in the glass. On a desk.
Yeah.
It's like one of those conversation starters. Like, oh, is that one of those?
Yeah.
Back when I was making porn back in the 50s.
How old are you?
Yeah, just make up random stories after that.
Anyone want Arby's?
That's why I'm starting to think this is a glitch in the Matrix a bit.
Yeah.
Is Arby's still staying alive? Some of your best restaurants are gone. All our heroes are gone during the 20s.
Space Jam's coming back.
Yeah, Space Jam's
coming back. What the fuck is up with that?
The government said there's aliens.
We were allowed to go to Area 51.
Yeah.
I will say that. Like, this is, I will say 2021 is going to be really wild with the whole, like, back in time references.
Like, I feel like it's all sorts of drugs now, so that's up in there.
That's true, too. Yeah. Gotcha.
Y'all pulling up to Oregon?
Yeah, I've been meaning to make a road trip.
Right?
Just pull up to Florida.
The people that's got the funds that came from like far distance to go to that place, boy, it's like, boy, you ain't got much to do with your life. To go to Area 51 just to celebrate around the thing. Like, you ain't even going in there.
And then on top of that, they just pulled up with a stage. You know how unorganized and organized people are? We made a Facebook group. That actually picked up traction to the point where somebody was like, you know what? I'm going to bring my stage. I'm gonna bring my stage and we're gonna get it live out there.
So now it's the Mexicans' time because
you know what I'm saying?
The illegal aliens in Area 51, now we're popular. I'm just saying.
That would be the perfect time to sneak in, too. If you had to cross borders then, if there was a border to cross, you'd just been like blended with the whole mob.
Hey, man, we built everything else to get across the goddamn fence. What makes you think we didn't build a UFO?
Facts. And then, and the way we found out how UFOs even happened was even wild. It felt like shit was getting too real with the government, and they were just like, "Bro, just tell them something. Tell them aliens are real. Fuck it." And then they just blurted it out. Yeah, Navy says aliens exist. We've seen some UFOs,
and nobody cared.
Yeah, we were just like, "Nah, man, I want my check. Where's my money?
Like, I want my money. Fuck the aliens.
I want my money, dog. You playing with me, government?"
Right?
We did not care that we said that they were aliens. Like, everyone just blew over that news.
I know people are kind of like, I know this is kind of a little off subject, but yeah. I know kind of people are like tired of hearing Trump, but Trump did the most, all right, I ain't win, so I'm just like, I'm just burning down the whole Carter type deal. And just said, yo, every time we go another country is fucked up, we go bail them out, but we can't bail our own people out.
For sure.
You know what? The little motherfucker is right.
He did have a point.
Damn. Let me think. This man just...
He already lost, though.
But that's what I'm saying. You burned the car down.
He with all the recounts.
He, it don't even matter. He already lost. He's just taking down the ship. He's like, well, if you're going to get this boat, drilling holes.
Okay. No, remember that one time, that 1.3 million? Remember I said nothing? Remember that? You remember that, Stacey?
Yeah.
He just started pointing everybody out.
6'9" niggas, bro.
He's 6'9". He pretty much just did the ultimate 6'9".
Eugene, what did you get?
I mean, when I usually get gifts, it's like, I don't even think I got a bad gift. Like, but I've given some people like a fuck. Like, I wouldn't even say it was a fucked up gift, but it was just like, really? it was this girl I was dating at the time, and like it was like after high school, so I was broke, and so I was just like, okay, there's a watch that my brother gave me that I don't even wear.
All right, Big O, what about you?
So yeah, we had a family that had a tight budget when I was growing up, and this was I think pre high school, so. The paintball, you know, wars back in the day, you know, it wasn't what it is nowadays. You have the good paintballs, a good CO2 cartridge. You go out and you fuck people up. Well, back when it first started, it really wasn't that intense. And there wasn't a lot of stuff that you can buy readily, especially in a shit town area in California. But my mom got us what was called paintball guns. And there were these little fucking pellets. They were colored pellets, and we'd shoot each other, me and my brother, like 2 inches away from each other, just go and fall off. Like, what the hell kind of shit is this? We didn't say that in front of our parents, but we're like, oh my god, we're trying to shoot each other's eye out. We couldn't shoot each other's eye out with the damn thing. So, you know, that was pretty shitty that day. And, you know, you need to go back.
Got you the wish out paintball guns.
Basically. So, you know, we told our mom, look, we love you. We know you spent money on this. Go get the money back and at least just get us a pepperoni pizza for tonight.
Go to the runner-up gift, Ma.
Yeah.
You don't have to get this one. We'll go to the fucking plan B. Go to the plan B.
Get that runner-up.
Yeah.
And then another time I thought it was a shitty gift. A year later, my dad got me a Pink Floyd album, you know, on tape. Yeah, tape. And I really hate it. I'm like, oh my god, you couldn't give me anything else. It's a Pink Floyd album. It was one of the newer albums at the time, and Learning to Fly. I listened to the damn thing over and over again. Turned out to be the best damn tape I had for the next 3 years. So it wasn't a bad gift.
Damn.
He probably looked at it too, just going, he gonna listen, this is gonna hit. This gonna hit.
And it was lit after about half a year. It was all over the place.
That's
kind of in line with mine. Like, my worst gift I ever got, I was on a white elephant, and somebody thought it'd be hilarious as fuck and it was to wrap up a fucking dildo and fucking put it in the pile with the white elephant gifts. And fucking I ended up doing it to myself because I traded somebody because it was in a bigger box, right? And I'm like, I traded away. I'm like, all right, I'll take yours. You here, have this shit. It was like a little fucking, like a little like square, like box. I was like, but there was a fucking $100 gift card in there, and then I fucking traded it away, and I got this fucking bigger box, and I fucking opened it, and it's this fucking dildo, and I was like, God damn it.
Did you use the shit out of it?
No. It was uncomfortable. I gave it a cookie.
I gave it a whirl.
He named it Wilbur or some shit. I don't know. You know how he is.
After the horse?
Oh man, that would suck. Yeah. Watch a person get $100. Wait, you chose a trick? Nah, no trade back.
They're like, everybody was laughing too because they're like, you gave away $100 for a fucking dildo. I was like, well, it's not like I could see the fucking dildo. I'm like,
you got fucked
big time.
Maybe that was the trick because they would be like, who would be greedy for that big box? You know
what? Probably. The person you traded with probably knew that had a dildo in it, and was like, yeah,
and it was a chick too. This up first,
and then trade with somebody who wants the bigger box.
Oh my gosh! Why would you deny a bigger box?
Yeah, of course, take the bigger box for this little box.
Oh yeah, what?
And then got you.
Yup.
Big time. You know, it'd been better if you would have had a CD holder in that.
Oh my god! You'd be more pissed.
They fucking wrap the dildo in the fucking CD holder case.
At least Billy, you can give it to somebody who would use it,
right?
And it was a chick that got it that I traded with. So I was like, I gave her the gift card, she gave me the fucking dildo. I was like, fuck.
But you would get more usage out of this than the gift card, though.
Wait, she didn't want it back. How big was it and what color was it?
She was she was like, for $100 I can buy a better one.
Oh man, that's just
fair.
Oh,
shit.
Oh man,
that's so
and that was fucking like, that was way awkward. I was because I was on a date too, and and it wasn't like we were like together. We were just kind of like on a fucking date. And so like, yeah, that should happen. And that was slightly awkward, but,
so you presented the gift and say,
maybe? Got you something.
Right. I did that side eye thing that I opened it. I'm all, and she just like fucking looked the other way. I'm like, nah, let me try to get that gift card back.
Was this like a work party or something?
Nah, it was like just a bunch of friends. Like, we just did a white elephant game. We're all fucking, like, it was a bunch of our drinking buddies that we just randomly got together at people's houses and just like fucking.
Wait, see, you knew.
You should have knew better. You should have knew better.
You know your friends be assholes.
You know what I'm saying? This couldn't have been the first time.
No.
Someone else had to have gotten hit like this. You weren't the only victim.
Well, it started happening. I was the first victim. It started happening more frequently afterwards.
You were hoping for a bomb, right?
Yeah.
It was like fucking me, myself, and Irene. Look who wanted to come to the party. Like fucking waving the dildo around.
You're the one who brought that out.
Look, yeah, I never want to invite this guy to parties. It gets too wild. Starts whipping up dildos.
Let's invite him again because he is off the fucking hook.
That wasn't even the most awkward moment. Like, one of the more awkward moments in fucking dating history, like holiday edition style. So this chick that I'm dating, probably just like maybe like towards the end of high school, says, I got this surprise for you and we're going to go to the fucking mall. Today, so be available around like, you know, 1 or 2. I'm like, all right, cool. So I was like, oh good, I got time to eat, and I had just got paid, so I'm like, yeah, let me go get that fucking big ass breakfast burrito that fucking is a bitch to fucking throw down. And this thing's fucking loaded. It's got like eggs and cheese and fucking every kind of fucking breakfast meat. And then they're like, oh, do you want to go ahead and add beans? I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Go ahead. Like, go to town. And so we do this. And then I meet her there at the mall. We eat lunch. And it's like fucking that stir fry shit. So I'm like eating fucking Chinese broccoli and fucking green beans and fucking and like, you know, just like fucking Asian food in general, just fucking, you know, what kind of gives you gas. So it was the worst. It was like we ate all that, and then after that she goes, okay, so the surprises, and you said that for Christmas, like, you were fucking down to do, like, whatever. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, here we go. Fucking blowjob in the fucking stairwell at the mall. And, like, so I'm all, fuck, I'm down for this. I'm like, hell yeah, yes, yes, I'm down. And she's like, okay, well, we're going to sit on Santa's lap and take a picture. I was like, wait, what? And I'm all, what happened to the blowjob in the fucking stairwell? And she's like, who the fuck said anything about that? I was like, I mean, it's Christmas. And she was like, wow, no. So she got mad. So I was like, fuck, I'm definitely not going to get any if I don't go stand in that line. So we went and like, she was being a dick about it because she kept letting people go in front of us to make us stand in line for longer because she knew, like, standing in line, like, just get on my fucking nerves. So, like, she keeps letting people go in front of us. I'm like, oh, this fucking asshole. And so then we finally get to fucking Santa, but all that fucking beans and green beans and broccoli is, like, now kicking in, and I'm trying not to fucking, like, drop ass in line, but fuck. We got there and it was like, all right, sit on Santa's lap. I was like, can't I just stand behind him? I'm kind of big. Like, I you know what I mean? I don't want to break his kneecap or anything. They're like, oh, just squat and don't sit all the way down. I'm like, fuck. Are you sure I can't just stand? So they're like, no. I'm like, okay. So I fucking sit on this fucker's knee, and no sooner they're like, they're okay, everybody ready for the picture? And I dropped the fucking loudest fucking fart you fucking heard. Like, five people deep in the line heard this shit. That fucking Santa and that chick fucking both jumped up. I was like, fuck. I told you I just wanted to stand up.
You asked for this.
Well, I was like, I warned you.
Boy, he was angry.
You don't pay me enough. I do this for free. It's for the kids.
Yeah, I felt bad for that old man. I gave him, I gave him like 10 bucks at the end. I'm like, yo, sorry, dude. I tried to warn you.
10 bucks for fart on his leg. That's all you do.
Go buy him new pants. You know, this is
a I needed the other 20 to go buy me new underwear.
Well, he broccoli.
He probably quit his job later that year, never to return again. Sure, to be a Santa.
I wouldn't have blamed him. I would have quit too. Yeah, four different kinds of beans loaded up, fucking all afternoon, and then she was being an asshole and let people go in front of us. No, I was like,
you were being an asshole.
But see, really, it was her fault. If she would have just given me the damn blowjob in the stairwell, none of that would have happened.
You would have farted while that happened. Like,
this is true. I mean, I have an awkward story. This happened. It's any holiday, right? It happened around Labor Day, if it matters. It was still a holiday. But I had broken up with my ex. I had broken up with my fiance at the time. So we were still living together. At the same time we broken up, though, I had just gotten this sweet-ass job and paid, and I was celebrating. So I already booked reservations for a restaurant. The time frame was so bad for her to break up with me. It was just like, yo, I'm loaded now. I got money. You sure you want to do this now? Because the relationship went south because I didn't have a good job. It's over. Okay. But the reservations couldn't be canceled, so I still got to go to the restaurant. So I ended up hitting this other girl who happened to be her rival. And I didn't know or paid attention to the fact that this girl's her rival. Nice. And this is back in college. So, like,
dang, you did the op?
Yeah, I did the op. You did the op. It's been a week. Now, the breakup was a week later. So the reservation was 7 days after the breakup. And so we had dinner, right? Me and the op, we had the dinner. We got the like front room table right near the plane window to like to the sidewalk. Right? And so my ex is now leaving the dorm and is on her way home from the library, walks past the window. And it's just me and her face to face. She's bad. I'm looking good. She never saw me leave the house, right? And then I turn and look out the window, and she's already staring right at me. And I'm just like,
damn. Whoa. This all could have been yours.
Yeah.
That's a good, that's a good feeling, though.
That is definitely a Seinfeld episode right there.
And then the op is like, yo, are you going to be in trouble? Yeah, probably. Like, we still live together. Y'all still live together? Like, yeah. He's like, so what are you going to go home? Nah, she on the way home. We finishing the night. Like, we just started dinner. We just got drinks. We finishing the date. Like, this is, I'm seeing this through the end. We already got caught. We got to see the mission now.
By the way, we're sleeping at your pad tonight.
Might as well finish.
Like, the silence. You ever walk into a house and you know you're fucked up, mm-hmm. and it's like everything just extra loud.
Mm-hmm.
It was that walking back into the house, and I was just like, I'm gonna sleep on the couch. I'm gonna just be over here. You know, you do you. I understand it's been a tough day today. And she didn't say shit to me.
Did you finish?
Yeah, it was a solid night.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a solid night. That's so it was like I feel like the reason why I finished, the reason why I capitalized was because of the predicament that I was put in. It was like she was also sitting right across the table, so it was like all three of us now just looking out the window at each other, just like, what do we do? What do we do now? And I was like, fuck it, we here. Like, she out the window, like we in here, like
in for a penny, in for a pound. Yeah. Fuck it.
So my next question is this:
how could you hate him outside?
What?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, she couldn't walk into the restaurant. She was Jamaican, so she was wild enough to just walk right in and fuck me up. So I wasn't. But the irony is, I dated another Jamaican.
It would be better.
You cancel it out. You know what I'm saying? I'd be good.
So here's the next question. Did you make the ex go, ooh, like Eddie Murphy or not? Because if you did, then you could have played it off like, no, baby. No. None happened, baby. No. It's just dinner.
Oh, well, you can get out of the scenario.
Yeah, like, no, yes. I couldn't. Nah, it was, I couldn't hide this one. This one, I burned the bridge in this one. It was to the point where I had to end up just asking her to leave that month. Like, I was like, yo, I need to get out. I can't have this happen again.
I need that rose back, Miss Bachelorette.
Burn the bridge. It sounded like set it on fire and then skip right on along over it while it was fucking blazing.
It was bad. It was a rough one. Great date, though. Solid date.
And that's what matters.
Just going home. It was the longest drive, longest walk to the car. Like, it was like, once everything ended, and I was walking to my car and leaving her at her house. So I was just like, whoo.
I think
I got to go back home.
Like, you just don't want to go home.
Yeah. You know, you start hitting up and like, yo, bro, what you doing right now? Like, it's 3 a.m. All right.
Sleeping?
You ain't trying to do nothing? You ain't trying to do all right.
Well, it looks like you got a good camera there, Eugene.
You trying to see what's open?
Yeah.
Looks like you got a good camera there. What was your? Do you have any story? Awkward dating in holiday times?
Awkward date. Not really, because I mean, I'm like lately with the holidays, I be single sometimes in the holidays. Like this is like one of my first where I'm with somebody, so it's like, yeah. I ain't got too much, but.
So we'll put that in a pen and a hat and save that story for another time when you guys join us.
Yeah. We don't want to get you in trouble.
Wait till you gotta buy them shit. Then check back in. Cause right after you got, cause if it's just if the relationship is all fresh and shit and new, then it's like not buying them is still like, you still get away with it. Yeah. But then if you should get it for a while, it's like, no, I don't want anything. No, that's a trap.
You be having to take all the gifts in the beginning part. And you're like, oh, thanks. Yeah, I always wear ties.
If marriage has taught me anything is that don't get me anything means that motherfucker better be extravagant and I better shed a tear when I tear back this wrapping paper.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I had this girl that I was dating, and I went out to visit my aunt and to watch her kids, and those kids were just like little knuckleheads. But they deserved it. They could be knuckleheads because my aunt and my uncle were getting a divorce, so they were just idiots. So I was with them for 2 weeks in the 4th of July weekend. And then I came back home, and she, you know, my girlfriend just wanted to break up, so it pissed me off. The awkward portion is this. A couple nights later, on a Friday, I went to this party at this one house. I was invited by her sister, who was dating my brother at the time. And my ex was sitting on this guy's lap and trying to start shit between me and this dude. Now, when I was in high school at about 17 years old, I was working out with like 275 pounds bench pressing. I was a lot bigger than I am right now. And my max was around 335 pounds for a single lift. Yeah, so I was pretty good, man. And this guy was trying to start shit with me with her on his lap saying, I'm going to beat you up. See my friends over there? Looked at him. Yeah, you'll probably get a good couple shots on me, but I'm going to take you down first. He looked kind of eyes wide open. I go, then I'm going to take your boys over there, and they're going to wish they never even looked at me this night. And then, you know, after I'm said and done, my ex-girlfriend looked at me. You're going to hit me? I'm like, no, I'm just going to walk away, and you're going to see what kind of fuck up you are. Yeah. So that was basically mine in a nutshell.
Like, that'd have been. Especially for a woman. Bro,
it ain't worth it.
Yeah. I'd be like, nah, I could find somebody else. I travel and it's Tinder now. What? I don't need the stress.
Tinder, there's Bumble, there's so many other apps. Like
Christian Mingle.
Yeah. You guys still use Christian Mingle? I'm 47, bro. Man. I'm 47. This was 91. There was none of that shit around.
It was all word of mouth.
Yeah, I lived in Orange Grove. There was no Farmers Only.
Yeah, I had to send letters back then.
Yeah. You get my telegram? Did you get my telegram?
Telegram.
I'm going to write you.
You had to fax a person.
Exactly.
Oh, I paged you. Back in
deeper
days.
Yeah, that's right.
So we talked a bit about getting gifts, and I know everybody's done it, and you know you get something that you know you're not gonna be able to use, and you end up regifting it. Have you guys ever had a moment where like regifting went wrong, like it just came back to bite you in the ass in some way?
That's a good question. I'll be honest, I'm bad with gifts. I don't really get people gifts. I don't get gifts.
That's a gift in itself.
Yeah, I just go, yo, I'm here, bro. I'm present. Like,
me being present is a present.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have not been here.
Yeah.
and then there's be that, but no, I really don't be getting gifts unless I really do think about it. Actually, I got one. Yeah. I got my ex-fiance. I got her a blue rose from like CVS some shit, but it was like a plastic one, and she got all mad. She's like, "I'd rather like real flowers." I was like, "But the bitches die." Like right. Years later, you could be like,
"Fake flowers live forever."
Like, you know what I'm saying? And it was hard. It had glitter on it. It was nice. It was. Then he wrapped it up like a real flower, and she was hot. I was like, "Yo, I never bought flowers or anything again, bro." I was like, "Fuck it, I'll never buy it." You anything to her. That's what I said to her. I even asked for shit back when we broke up. I was like, let me get
that plastic flower.
Let me get that fake flower.
Yeah, I took everything back. Nah, bro. But yeah, the plastic
you get it back, all the glitter's off.
Yeah. And I think what made it worse is like I hyped it up in my head. You know what I'm saying? Like I painted the story in my head as if like, yo, she's gonna love it. I'm gonna bring it to her and hit her with this. It's gonna be lit, you know, and I'll cook dinner. It's gonna be a moment, and it did not turn into the moment I thought it was. And I was just like, man, fuck this flower, fuck you, fuck this whole thing, fuck gifts. Why don't you even think about getting you something? You know, you go through that whole anger moment. I was just like, man, fuck this whole idea of gifts. Yeah, that was that awful plastic, like $4 rose.
Well, you know, at least you didn't get gas station sushi.
Oh,
it's true. That's just sushi.
Yeah, no, that was,
you bold. You bold if you eat sushi from a gas station.
Oh yeah, and there's a lot of that around here in Arizona. I'll tell you what.
That's first of all, wild.
First of all, where
y'all ain't even got no fresh fish.
Exactly. Exactly. Why would you have sushi in a gas station? And it's Arizona. It's a desert. Where the fuck are you getting this goddamn fish anyway?
Fuck no.
Florida. Yeah. Get shipped from Florida?
Probably.
It's like 2 days old once it's there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I trip out on the sushi places in Utah when I have to go visit my in-laws. We want to go fucking out to like fucking restaurants. The sushi places are just as expensive as the places out here in California. And I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm like, for two-day-old fish? Like,
yeah, what?
Fuck
yeah,
that. I could get fucking the same day.
They got to ship all that fish. That's why it's expensive.
Yeah,
fuck that.
They gotta ship it out. They can't just throw a line out and just catch it right there.
I will say this though: if they are paying for the fish, like I know some places in New York get like fish from like Tokyo, like same day kind of shit. Like right. Maybe just
I mean that's different.
Out, they get shipped right out, but they also paying like $1.2 million for one thing of tuna.
Yeah,
so it makes.
I mean that's different. That's international waters.
That's, yeah. But, I mean,
I wouldn't mind paying for some international fish.
Bro, it don't even taste like different.
A tuna from...
we still talking about fish, like, in the ocean? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. He was talking about the sushi fish. Yeah, the sushi
I thought we were talking about tiny Taiwanese ladies or something. Oh, my God.
Wild.
Yeah, I was in Japan in 2013, man. The fish was off the hook there. That was really good stuff over there.
I love me some yellowtail.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I'm afraid we'll never get a chance to travel again the way US is handling this COVID.
I know, right? Fucking nobody wants us. They're like, everybody else can travel from everywhere else to other countries, and the minute they see USA on the passport, they're like, nah, you stay the fuck over there.
Go back.
Stay on your side of the fucking lake.
And now, some of these, like, airlines and stuff, like, especially with the vaccine coming out, there's probably, some of these airlines are going to be like, you have to get the vaccine in order to travel. So it's like, that's going to be fucked up if that happened.
I think some of them will. JetBlue just don't care, though. I think JetBlue is based out of Florida because they just started traveling back to South America from the U.S.
And that's why I fucked with JetBlue.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, we're going to Guyana again. We're going to Brazil. We got planes. Yeah, four or five times. We've been flying here to New York. It's like, what?
Fuck.
How are y'all doing this right now? Nah, man, we good.
You know who's gonna be hardcore about it? Remember United? If they'll kick somebody's ass for not having a ticket, can you imagine what they'll do if they have COVID? Fuck that!
They're gonna get drop kicked.
The whole fucking plane crew just starts beating his ass.
people are gonna get jumped. They're gonna have United hit squads.
Yeah.
They're going to put you in a room and hose you down with the blue water that's in the Porta Johns.
Oh, that's
worse, too. That's wild.
Get out looking like a fucking Smurf.
Get out looking like the guy from Big Fat Liar.
Yeah.
Uber driver's going to be like, what happened to you, United? Blue United, huh? Oh,
yeah, don't worry. We got some white hats down there. Just pop it up.
Man, I mean, like, so the regifting thing for me, already. Okay, so I told you about the getting the dildo at the White Elephant gift party, but I decided to push my luck later that night with that chick, and I chalked it up to, oh, she didn't see me showing it to her, or she didn't like pick up on it. And so we get back and I'm like, let me give her a couple more drinks before I fucking whip out the fucking long dong silver. And so I'm like, yeah, we start making out, and I'm like, I kind of like just picked it up, and I'm like, ah, she was like, yeah, no. I was like, fuck. Like,
just a tip. I was just saying, like, I don't know what I was thinking.
I go, and then I tried to be all like slick about it. I'm like, because you'd rather have the real thing. And she's like, she started laughing. She's like, nah, I'm on my fucking period. Damn. I'm all, God damn it.
No, seriously, it's got a clock radio on it, and it's got an espresso machine, too.
It has, like, six settings. It has six settings.
Six.
I have towels.
You can use a safe word.
My safe word's clam jamming.
There'll be snacks.
Snacks. Roll.
That sucks. Sweet. So do you still have the dildo then?
No, I gave it to Cookie.
Tell us, we want to know.
No, I gave it to Cookie. The story of the dildo now. I re-gifted it to Cookie. Oh. Yes. He loved it from what I hear.
Now, he either still has it or he's giving it out, re-gifted it to a homeless person. Oh,
God. Yeah, I'll get some use out of it.
Put it for Toys for Tots.
Don't find a way.
Toys for Tots.
It's a toy.
Toys for Twats.
It's a toy, isn't it? It still counts as a toy, doesn't it?
Yeah, Toys for Twats.
Any age limit on the toys to add.
Ooh, look, I got this huge rocket ship.
Where'd you get that? Toys for Tots, Ben?
And I know they say ages 2 and up, but like the fucking like the dildo doesn't have a fucking age on it. It doesn't say for who it's for.
Could be from 2 and up, and then you know
someone comes out, like some little kid comes out and is like, I got a sore.
No, you got herpes.
As long as it's wrapped, I'm pretty sure it's fine.
What do you mean it's not wrapped? I put a condom on it.
As long as it's wrapped, it's fine. Oh my
God. Aluminum foil doesn't work.
Or trash bags.
Plastic wrap works well. Cling. Don't use cling foil, though. Cling wrap. Don't use cling wrap. Ouch. It's
everything. Nice.
So with the spotlight comedian being Jerry Seinfeld tonight, we thought we'd end off the show with a little "What is it with?" You know, the Seinfeld always had these things that he couldn't understand going on in society or things that he questioned, and so we're gonna go ahead and get into a little "What is it with?" Big O, you want to get the ball rolling?
All right, I had something, I lost it, so I'm going to go with this one. What's with everybody and buying all the goddamn toilet paper? It's a fucking pandemic. You're going to wipe your ass anyway. Why buy more than you need? It's just shit. And if you don't have any toilet paper, why don't you just get in the shower? You can get in the shower and hose it off. Oh, hey, you got a garden hose? Get that shit off your bunghole. You don't need toilet paper, but don't buy the shit toilet paper if you don't need it. Why are you doing this? Bunch of fucking morons.
Oh, my God.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Oh, man. It's so true, though. Oh, man. All right. I got one. This won't be current event, not current event, but what is with all the new stormtroopers in The Mandalorian? What's the point of the armor? Back in the first Star Wars, you could just go around getting shot and wake up the next day. These guys just wear it just to wear it now. None of them seem to stop. Man walks in and shoots everybody one shot. Everyone dies. What's up? Back in the day, you could go ahead and they fall off speed bikes and get back up and looking for the bike. Now, you can't even do that. They get stopped by the slightest horn monster in this monster in the Mandalorian now. What's up with that? If you haven't seen the new Mandalorians, the stormtroopers, they're worse than the putties. from Power Rangers. They serve no purpose. None. They're just there. There they are. They hit nobody.
Just useless.
I watched somebody do this and dodge the phase blaster. What's the point of the armor if you could just dodge phase blaster? Okay. I don't know. That's just me. I don't know.
A funny note on that, when we used to play Star Wars when I was a kid, everyone would shoot at me. I'd be like, nah, I'm a stormtrooper.
So true. They just get lit up every time. I watched like a whole field get decimated by like a dude in a robot. How is this a possibility thing? I mean, I get Luke, you know, you got lightsabers, they can reflect it, sure, but everyone else shooting guns, like everyone else. y'all getting shot up every time, like the putties.
It might not be funny, but this is really been something that's been on my mind. What's up with the stimulus check only gonna be 600 though? Like for real, they literally said they just cut the price in half. Like really, the first. It's like everything's half off, including your stimulus check. Oh my god,
that's it's true,
like
you,
we had to make 1,200 last like since March. Like what was the first check? 30, like March, 30,
30, 30 March,
weeks?
Yeah,
36 weeks.
Yeah. We had to stretch 1,200 for 36 weeks. Who knows when we'll get the next one? And it's only 600.
That's so true.
That's ridiculous. It's taking so much out of our Social Security, man. That's all they can get out anymore.
You're not wrong. It's not wrong.
And unemployment's about to run out of money, too.
Yeah.
The plus side, though, is with the 600, though, you can buy a PS5.
Or an Xbox.
So
PS5 is going for $850, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Or you resell it.
Yeah, they're reselling at higher marks, man. You ain't gonna
They're reselling the PS5s for like $1,200.
Yeah.
For the original stimulus.
You're just better off getting a PS2 and a PS3 and taping them together, man.
Fusion!
That's right. Oh, then you can play backwards compatible.
Or a PS1 and a PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can get 5 PS1s, whatever.
Yeah, just fusion, just combine them together, duct tape.
That's right.
Alien tape works. it's all good.
All right, what you got, Jester?
All right, this is what's it with people bitching about not being able to go outside all the time? Everybody's like, God, I wish I had more time to spend indoors. I wish I had more me time. I wish I had more time to relax. And now that they do, now they want to bitch. What is it with these people? You're getting exactly what you asked for, didn't you? Did you not say I'd like more time to relax? And now you're getting it, and now it's like, fuck you, I want to be outside? So that was...
They get more time with themselves and they realize they're a shitty person.
Right? I don't like this fucker, I'm going outside.
I hate myself now. I need people.
Like, how many people, like, they said, like, so many people realize that they actually hate their spouse now because of this. It's like, bro, yeah, I really do hate this nigga or I hate this bitch so much. You're just always here. It's like, yeah, because I don't have to go to work no more.
Yeah, because, honey, know, the strip clubs are closed. I can't go anywhere.
Yeah. Like, where else would you think I'd drink and do all this cooking?
Like, I threw a dollar at you and you did nothing.
Yeah, I got thrown out for that because it was four quarters. That ain't a lie.
He threw rollers at them.
That's the truth.
He threw the rolls of pennies at them.
It's like going down
the
toll
bridge shortage, and you can't be having a chain. You can't be throwing chains because we have a chain shortage now.
Well, yeah, but a dollar's a dollar, right? At least it wasn't 100 pennies.
So check this out. I'm at a strip club in Australia, and their money. Their coins are like worth 1, 5s, 10s. So like I walked in and they're, you know, they have bills too, but like the majority of the money that I have is in their fucking coin money, like 1s and 5s and 10s. And I'm like, oh fuck, I'm like, that's gonna hurt. I'm like, that's gonna hurt, but okay. And they're like, no, you gotta buy coupons. Like, you trade them in for fucking, like, these laminated coupons that you just fucking throw on the stage instead of fucking chucking the coin money at them.
That's where you're just like, oh, okay. As you put down the fistful of the coins.
Like, makes sense.
I'm like, give me, fuck it, this much.
They're like, all yelling at this dancer going, what the fuck? I thought this coupon was half off. Take it off.
So how many coupons for a song, man? Like,
how many coupons? You just trade them in for whatever. Like, if it's a five, they give you five of those fucking coupons.
I picture it being like the Dave and Buster's prize area.
Yeah, oh, but boy. There's still no sex in the champagne room. I'm
gonna take a picture over there. Sir, that's going to be 36 tickets. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're like all like neon colored. So you like throw them on the stage and it's like just fucking like confetti coming down and shit. Oh, it was wild to see. I'm glad I got to see it though. Yeah. Ooh, I still wish I could have, you know, thrown at least a couple of the fucking coin money at them, but whatever. They throw you out for that apparently.
Yeah, when I was in Canada, it was the same way. They have coins. They do the same thing. It starts dollars, fives, I think it is, in coins. And then I was like, well, I'm not gonna throw a 10. So then, like, but then they were like, yeah, no, you gotta go buy like coupons or something,
yeah,
like confetti money type shit. And that's how you make it rain. I was like, whatever. I went with my mom too. It was lit.
It's a scam because the laminated, so they slip out easier. So like, you fucking waste more. It's like rapid fire. Yeah. Like, bah.
It was cool though. I liked it. It was, it almost looked like Monopoly money, that the one they had in Canada. The ones you got at the strip club looked like Monopoly money. It was fake dollars that they laminated.
So one was laminated with sorry. One had a.
Yeah.
One had a toot. What's a boot?
And everyone was polite. The girl, even the stripper was polite. She's like, is this okay? Yeah.
Listen, like, I'm going to put my coochie up in your face, huh? Sorry about that.
Ask permission and everything. The ones here just don't care. They just have ass in your face. I'm like, all this ass in my face. Thank you. They're going to be like, hey, would you like some ass in your face? Yeah,
yes, I would.
You're walking out like you came out of India. You got a dot on your forehead.
Like, don't touch it.
It's a keepsake.
She forgot the wipe. I love her.
All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this episode. But wanted to thank the TV Nerds for coming in studio, or not coming in, Zoom, and joining us for this session. And guys, let them know how to get at you.
You can get us at TV Nerds on Facebook, TV Nerds with a Z, and we're also on Twitch, TV Nerds with a Z on Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch. Yeah, that's about it. That's all we really use. Oh, and YouTube. You can catch us on YouTube on EX3 Network.
Yeah. All episodes premiere on Wednesdays at 8.
Yep. And then... yeah, that's about it. That's all we got. That's all we're at now.
Check out these guys. They're awesome, man. Everybody look at this.
Yeah, go check them out. And we'll go ahead and throw their all their links in the blog and on the social media. So don't forget to get at them. Check them out. Really great really great podcast. And we are going to start running another contest in the next few weeks. We still have the one running from Creatures and Cosplay, and they are going to be donating more things, as well as there's a couple of local businesses and local restaurants that have some stuff for you guys. And so we're going to go ahead and keep those contests going. So keep tuning in. And until next week.
If 2020's got you down, like a big shit on your crown, just look for a pick-me-up with rice and beans in your fucking cup.